Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ayuk was the best wide receiver in pro football last year. Considering the targets, they hear that.
For sure.
They hear that from an outside perspective, from a guy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 3,000 miles away or whatever it is from San Francisco, California. And Pittsburgh knows their wide receivers. They've had a plethora of wide receivers for the last 20, 30 years. We know it. Plaxico Hines, Mike Wallace, Antonio Brown, and you name it. They've had a plethora of guys. To hear him talk about Brandon Ayuk like that, and we're going to trade this guy. We're really entertaining trading this guy. We need to look elsewhere to trade somebody. And I get the financials, and I get the dead cap or whatnot. But I am not trading Brandon. I'm not in favor of this move at all, whatsoever. Now, they could draft a rookie wide receiver, and he could pop and become a Hall of Famer, and it'll become a moot point. But as of now, as of today, I do not want to trade this guy. Give the man his money. The cap is going up. You're going to move off of Debo soon. You could draft another wide receiver. Why the hell are we entertaining trading Brandon Ayuk? Because of financials? They paid everybody else.
Well, that's kind of why they're in this sticky predicament.
Oh, my God.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? Be like, you're asking why. I think
they could pay this guy right now, though. That's all a myth.
Well, they could.
Somebody's lying here. Somebody's lying.
No.
Somebody's lying.
No, they can pay him. Like, you can, but then you're now shortchanged in other avenues. Like, we have to acknowledge, like, there's flexibility here. You pay one position, you don't pay another. So, like, what if I said to you this? Like, let me ask you this. The top five teams in terms of spending at the wide receiver position last year, these were who they were. The Raiders, the Bucks, the Dolphins, the Commanders, and the Jags. Outside of the Dolphins, most of those teams weren't very good. I know Tampa Bay ended up winning a playoff.
There's context to everything situation. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But when you have a guy set as a cap hit for this upcoming year at $28 million in Debo Samuel, I feel like the Debo move combined with other moves they've made on the defensive side to kind of restructure or to bring
Name those teams again. Commanders.
This was last year.
No quarterback, right? Commanders.
Yeah.
Awful head coach.
I'm just telling you the positional spending.
Okay.
Raiders were number one at wide receiver.
And we know their situation.
Devontae.
And we know their situation, right?
Tampa Bay Bucks.
They actually made the same. They were a drive away from making an NFC championship game.
And Baker wasn't making a lot of money, right?
Baker balled out.
Yeah. The Dolphins.
Got off to a very hot start. Punked in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But the quarterback was an issue, right?
But they also, they paid that much, and then now they lost Christian Wilkins, and now they've got a hole at defensive tackle. So then I look at the Washington Commanders, $31 million. Jacksonville Jaguars just below them. So, this is all about team building.
Christian Kirk injury hurt them on Monday Night Football, and that was
Ridley
it for them.
Ridley wasn't good.
We had Mio O'Brien on from Jacksonville Radio. She brought it up. They got out to a hot start. So I look at the Raiders situation. They fired their coach midway through the year. We all don't believe Jimmy Garoppolo's any good anyway, so we know what the situation there is. So, we look at Philadelphia. Where did they end up? You know, I need playmakers in today's game. We saw that in the Super Bowl. Not enough playmakers.
But you can't. I mean, I'm just looking at the top five for this upcoming year. Tyreek Hill, number one, $31 million. And he said between $28 and $30 million. That's his guess, right?
He's worth every penny.
Cooper Kupp, Debo Samuel, Goodwin, Devontae, DK, Christian Kirk. You can't have two guys at that. I mean, you can, but you're going to be shortchanged in other avenues. And I just, they're looking at it from a business decision. I think the Debo contract, as well as the Hargrave contract, they're thinking about how they can balance the books here. And I don't love that, but I'm trying to rational if I'm the 49ers. And if I was going to trade someone away who I can get something back for and try to spread things out and build up the cupboard, Ayuk would be one of the more desirable pieces. Again, I don't love that, but you I don't think you can have everyone. They have to make some tough decisions.
You are listening to 95.70 Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1, San Francisco. Don't forget, you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on to search 95.70 Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. Last segment was sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit gotostatelumber.com. Michael Silver wrote a column in the Chronicle. And here's a couple tidbits here. I'll read this little graph right here, Shasky. All I know is that if Monday night, when I posed a question to a 49er source with direct knowledge of the team's plans, the words I kept hearing were, anything's possible. Earlier, I spoke to another team's general manager who insisted that because the Niners and Ayuk are far apart on negotiations for a lucrative contract extension, the fifth-year wide receiver is very much in play. During the first week of April, the Niners, through a back-channel confidant, reached out to at least one GM to gauge his interest in trading Ayuk. The GM in question chose not to engage, partly because this is considered a receiver-rich draft. There is a sense among other high-ranking personnel executives around the league that Ayuk, as one such executive put it, is available for the right price. To this point, the Niners have asked for a 2024 first-round pick. They want too much, said the executive, whose team is in the market for a wide receiver. However, another team's GM said he believes the Niners ultimately might accept a second-round selection. Such a deal might become more enticing to Lynch and head coach Kyle Shanahan if that pick were near the start of the second round and packaged with another selection, say a 2025 third rounder. But it sounds like they're going to have to make a quick real-time decision, and the draft is tomorrow. So what is the right price, Rand? Well, I'll play the game. Yeah. You trade Brandon Ayuk, what is the right price?
Let's start with operating. Most people don't want to trade Brandon Ayuk. Most, right? Most don't.
I would hope so. I don't know how most think. I know what I don't want to do. I don't know how everybody, everybody's different. Everybody's different. I think most Niner fans don't want to trade Brandon Ayuk, but I have no idea.
If you're going to, it feels like when I hear that article, it feels like the Niners are preparing the fan base. Again, this is me reading between the lines. We're probably not going to get a first rounder. And why are you shaking your head? The market is the market.
I'm not shaking my head over the pick. I'm just shaking my head over the fact that here we are, a couple months after the Super Bowl, and the most productive wide receiver they've drafted since Jerry Rice.
It does suck.
I mean, in the first round, T.O.'s a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
That we're thinking about getting rid of this guy. And I watched the other guy, Deebo Samuel, is going to make $28 million. And I love Deebo just as much as anybody. I wanted Deebo here. I didn't know much about Brandon Ayuk coming out of Arizona State, but I have grown to love this guy. And I think he is polished. I think he has a great catch radius.
Great story.
He's the quintessential X wide receiver in Kyle Shanahan's offensive scheme. This is who Shanahan likes. They groomed him. He was in the doghouse. Fred Warner pushed this guy to new limits. And we see him in training camp cooking everybody. And we see Deebo Samuel struggle gaining separation. Damn. All of a sudden, we're going to trade him. Now, all of a sudden, Christian McCaffrey, look, he's a baller. But how much space, how much gravity, how much gravitational pull could he have for that next wide receiver? Who's that next guy going to replace Brandon Ayuk? That's the part of it, too. Who you draft, rookie wide receivers? I don't know. I think this is just... Wow.
I'm a little, I've been kind of preparing myself for this over the last couple of weeks, and you and I have been debating this, and it feels like a lot of Niner fans are just becoming cognizant of how real this is, and there's like a shock.
Well, the shock is Silver's article.
Why was that the final?
Because Silver's tapped in. Uh-huh. Whether or not we, you know, we could say one about Michael Silver. One thing I know about Michael Silver, he's tapped in.
Okay.
He is tapped in.
There's been a lot of smoke about this.
There's been
Brandon Ayuk's family has posted a lot, and I know that doesn't mean anything to a lot of people.
Because all these families do this, though. Oh, how many times we see families do this stuff and a guy goes nowhere?
Well, but it's not a couple. It's been a lot. I mean, it's been a lot after the Super Bowl. You know, his brother, his wife, Ayuk himself has posted certain things, other places.
But again, other families have done this before, and it's mean nothing.
Well,
you know, I've seen
people. To me, there's a lot of smoke with this. And then when I hear Ian Rappaport, and then when I hear this person, and then I hear that person, and then I see Schefter, like, there are a lot of people that are connected to the Niners that have had very good intel about the Niners over the years who are all kind of saying the same thing, which is they're far apart. And I'm just reading the tea leaves.
I'm not shaking my head at you. I'm just listening. I'm shaking my head at the notion
that it's gotten this far.
That it's gotten this far. Yeah. And we're going to trade this guy. A guy just like Buckner. Buckner made it known. I want to be a 49er. Now, I get it. They were far apart on millions. People still haven't gotten over DeForest Buckner. Now, Eric Armstead's gone. Javon Kinlaw's gone. Buckner's gone. And now you got Javon Hargrave. All right, I'll hit the break right now. We'll continue this conversation. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, how you feeling about this situation? That's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
I totally agree with Shasky, man.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we're rolling. We've got a lot going on today. George Consos, 920. Talking heavy, Brandon Ayuk. 888-957-9570. If the Niners do trade Brandon Ayuk, what is the price they need to get back? What are the assets they need to get back, Niner fans? Or do you not even want to entertain this conversation? 888-957-9570. First round of the NFL draft begins tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Second and third rounds are Friday. Niners on the clock in the first round. The Niners have 10 picks overall. They have the first round. They have their first round pick, number 31 overall, number 63 overall, 94 overall in the third round. They got 3 fourth round picks. They have a fifth round pick, 2 sixth round picks, and a seventh round pick. So what are the Niners going to do? Do you think they'll move up? Do you think they'll trade Ayuk? What the hell is going to happen out here in the Bay Area with the Niners?
I think your frustration, just in general, over like where this is headed, is what a lot of sports fans in general are going over. Like, we've talked a lot about this in other sports, but like, I'll use Deebo Samuel, a guy on the same team. Like, everybody's like, he's valuable. I'm like, yeah, he's really valuable. Is he $28 million valuable? And I know people hate that conversation. They call it pocket watching. But that's the reality of modern sports. You can't pay everyone everything that they want. And if you do pay this guy, then you can only afford this guy for this much. And it sucks because we want to keep all of our favorite players, right? That's most sports fans want, to just keep all their favorite players. We were talking about Dante DiVincenzo yesterday. And it was like, well, they signed him on the mid-level and they can only bring him back on so much. And so he has to hit test free agency to make X, and the business of sports is kind of diluting the fun of sports and rooting for your players. Debo is extremely important. Extremely. And I love Debo. But there were times this year where I'm watching, I'm like, God, he's making X. And everyone got mad at me as I'm bringing it up. And now I feel like it's not just him, but in part because they're financially invested to a degree into Debo, it's kind of forcing their hand on Ayuk. And there's layers to it, and he's not the only one. And it's frustrating. And I feel like I came to this realization a couple of weeks ago, and I could see this thing coming, and I'm not happy with it, but I kind of understand. And at the end game, it's like, man, we can't afford everybody.
Well,
it's the price of being good.
See, that's where I disagree, and that's where the frustration lies.
What's that?
They can't do it this season. They know. They can do it this season. But from what I'm gathering is that they don't want to meet Brandon Ayuk at the price that he wants. The price that he wants starts at 25 to 28. They understand the business. They just saw what Devontae Smith got in Philadelphia. That's what they want. And that's what he deserves. He deserves it. How much better is Devontae Smith than Brandon Ayuk? How much better is CeeDee Lamb than Brandon Ayuk?
But from a team building aspect.
I hear
the team building stuff. So like you're going to pay the quarterback $50 to $60 million.
That's next season.
I know, but
next season you can move off of Debo and the dead cap's only $15 million as opposed to $42 million this year.
Well, there's a post June one, but there's a variety of ways
they can get creative with this.
Could be
you
less.
Don't have to move this guy.
But this is a guy that you can get something back for.
Yeah, I
hear that. Debo, if you release Debo outright next year, you're not getting anything back. Like right now, the Eric Armstead deal, they
trade him in the offseason.
They had to eat the money. And you're not getting anything back. This is one of the few. Again, I don't love it. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to put myself in their shoes.
So
one guy who can get you back something. So I'm looking at the Washington Commanders. I'm looking at the Carolina Panthers. They've got multiple second round picks. I'm looking at the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers who have late or mid first round picks. Would they be willing to do something? Can the Niners get creative and swap picks and move
up? Let me ask you this.
I'm trying to make the best of a kind of crummy situation.
Let me ask you something. If the Niners run it back, are they good enough to get back to the Super Bowl?
If they run it, well, they're not running it back because they're not going to have Armstead. The team's a little different. I don't know where Greenlaw's at.
So Greenlaw's going to be out. Armstead's going to be out.
Yeah.
All right, we got that.
Detroit's coming, and Detroit's got all their picks, and I think they'll be better next year. I don't know where the NFC West is going to be at. I like the Rams more than
better.
Most.
Rams will be better.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
This new head coach of Seattle, Seahawks, they're going to be better.
So currently presented, you can't stay stagnant in the NFL.
You can't stay stagnant.
You know? I think they're in a tough spot.
But moving off, your second most productive offensive player.
No, that sucks. I don't think you're better moving off Aiyuk. I think we all agree there. But it's about spreading the wealth next year to a variety.
Spread the wealth and take a step back?
Well, you're a run-first team, right? You're like at its core, this is a run-first team. I was hoping, hey, now that you got Purdy, can the ethos of the team mold into a pass-first
team? How much are they going to respect the passing game if they don't have Brandon Aiyuk? There's a lot of wide receivers that I love.
I don't have the answer to that.
I love the Mitchell kid out of Texas.
Adonai Mitchell is a legit player.
Adonai Mitchell.
He was at two different schools.
At Georgia and Texas. I love Adonai Mitchell. I love him.
Late first rounder.
But I don't know where he's going to be.
Early second.
Brian Thomas Jr., LSU.
Love
high points
him.
Of football. He's in the red zone. 50-50 balls. Boom. He's a big boy. Big boy.
But he's a guy that you're going to have to move up to go get.
And Mitchell, you're going to have to move up to go get. And shorten, Shanahan loves your intermediate routes. The short routes, the intermediate crossers, the quick slants, the quick drags. I'm not sure Brian Thomas Jr. is ready for that.
Well, because Jaden Daniels doesn't throw to the middle of the field. But
He doesn't. But
like, middle of the field, if you watch, it's a lot of hitches.
It's a lot of hitching, no doubt. And a lot of deep routes and stuff, whatnot. Yes. But it works for LSU. That's what they've always been doing for many, many years. They're a factory when it comes to wide receivers. Man, I don't know. We're going to get to the lines in a second here. David Lombardi.
Are you preparing yourself? Like, I'm asking you right now.
I'm sitting back waiting. I'm preparing myself for a trade. It sounds like they're going to trade him.
Yeah, it does.
And look, I'm not going to get irate over it and whatnot. I'll look at the conversation. I'll trust the process.
Yeah, but I'll still be disappointed.
To me, it's not good business. This is bad business. And this is the type of move. You got Purdy going into a con. What happened if Purdy takes a step back and then we're going to be pointing, well, you have Brandon Aiyuk.
Are you still going to reset the quarterback market with him? Well, I was going to say, maybe they're thinking, we take a step back with the quarterback. Maybe we save $15 million a year. I don't know.
Possibly.
Like, that's an elite tight end, though. But again, I'm a salary cap nut. But like $15 million is a top-tier tight end in the NFL. A top-tier tight end. So every million you save here and there, you could spread all over the place.
Let's go to Nathan in San Ramon. Nathan in San Ramon, what's happening?
Hi.
What's up, Nathan?
Hi. I don't think the Niners should trade Aiyuk because we should be really building a team around Brock Purdy. And if you trade Aiyuk, that's not building a team around him. That's like destroying the chances of him. Like, if he was like the most targeted by Purdy, then it's not going to work that way.
I agree.
How old are you, young man?
11 years old, right?
Yeah.
Nice. What school do you go? Are you on your way to school
sixth grade?
No, I'm in fifth.
Nice.
Are you on your way to school right now?
No.
Oh.
Are you chilling? What you doing? Just taking a day off?
No, it's the morning, so I'm not. School's not ready yet. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But who is your favorite player on the Niners?
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think the Niners feel the same way.
All right. Hey, Nathan, do me a favor today.
Mm-hmm.
Crack them damn books, okay?
Okay.
All right, Nathan. Good call, man. Call
I
us
love
back.
Vontae being like the mentor. Crack the books.
Nah, it's
like he's Jim Brown in all the movies at the end when like Jim Brown visits all the kids. Crack them books.
Well, no, I just
don't join the gang.
G.I. Joe PSA announcement.
That's what I'm saying.
End.
I love that.
No, it's Tony Soprano after rewatching The Sopranos and AJ sitting there and they're showing a commercial at Yale Harvard. And Tony's like, don't even think about Harvard or Yale. Said, you better crack them damn books.
No, what they call it and say Jackie Jr.'s dead. And then he looks and says, see what happens? Yeah. He's like, what?
Hey, dude, Rutgers. Every time I think of Tony Soprano, I think of Rutgers. You lasted a semester at Rutgers.
Eight 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 nine five seven nine five seven zero. Let's lock in on the Saic situation. Michael Silver.
Great call from the young man.
Great calls. they moved up six spots to get Ayuk, 25th overall. He's turned into a playmaker. 75 catches last year, 1342. Tying the team lead with seven touchdown catches. And don't forget about the playoffs. The catch against Detroit. What about the Green Bay game? I mean, this guy is a stud. Precise route runner, polished. You heard how Filippone thought of him. Here's a Pittsburgh perspective. Here's Andrew Filippone. Just joined us at 650.
He was great.
3-7, the fan in Pittsburgh. Here's his thoughts on the Steelers being interested in Brandon Ayuk.
I know for a fact that the Steelers are still very interested.
Oh, boy.
There are a lot of guys in their front office who are looking at that Eagles model with the A.J. Brown trade and thinking, this is the guy we need to kickstart things for us and bring the most out of our quarterbacks who are one-year deals, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Their assistant GM, the guy who is setting the draft board for them, his name is Andy Weidel. He was with the Eagles before he came here last offseason. So, yeah, if the 49ers want to do business, the Steelers are ready.
Steelers are ready.
So, like, I keep coming back to, you know, what works out for the Steelers and what they're covering.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Isn't necessarily where they're at as a franchise. Isn't necessarily where the Niners are at right now. And I just look at, like, if you believe in the infrastructure, do you believe in Kyle Shanahan as an architect of an offense? If you believe in Brock Purdy as a quarterback, you know, and you believe that a run-first system is how they're going to operate, then you're probably going to devalue all the receivers in general. Just in general, not isolating Ayuk, just in general. Like, I don't think it's a great business model to set the market when it comes to wide receiver impact for pay. I think that it's not a sound team building strategy for this team. You're going to end up having to pay the quarterback. It's inevitable at some point. I would prefer to keep Brandon Ayuk around, but you got a $30 million tackle.
How's Purdy going to look without Brandon Ayuk?
What's he going to look like? How can anyone know? He's been his best player.
This is what we know.
Time will tell.
This is what we know. In the three games that Debo missed.
Yes.
Because we had the Minnesota game, Monday night game. Remember, Ayuk got all the targets in the first half, and for some reason, the second half, he had like one target. It was like, what is going on here? Those three games without Debo and Trent Williams.
But what about the playoff second half when Debo didn't play against the Green Bay Packers. And he led them back in the rain?
Yeah, with Brandon Ayuk, right?
No doubt. No, and Brandon Ayuk had one of the big plays of that drive.
Right, right. The Detroit game had one of the big plays. So, listen, man. 17-17-17 without playmakers. That was the point score for the 49ers during that three-game losing streak. With both players, Debo and Brandon Ayuk, because we started to underrate Debo. There was a lot of chatter last season about Debo, get rid of Debo, this and that. He came back in gravitational pull, and Brock Purdy's talking about it. I just feel settled when Debo's in a huddle.
For sure.
And Debo started balling out. We was like, oh, yeah, remember Debo? He's a baller. You got one of the best duos in football. Now, I know what happened in the Super Bowl. That was a really good defense. Spagnuolo had a great game plan with the Kansas City Chiefs. I get it. And that was a bad look. But boy, Brandon Ayuk, you take him off this football team. And look, and here's the other thing. Are we not allowed to not trust Kyle Shanahan when it comes to drafting wide receivers? Now, they did move up and groom Brandon Ayuk, but they've whiffed on a lot of guys in San Francisco. Those are the truth. Those are facts.
Yeah, but two of the best drafted wide receivers in 25 years have come via Kyle Shanahan's draft.
And why would we want to break that up?
He's been long tenured.
We want to break that up.
No, I don't want to break it up.
No, I know you don't want to break that up, but also that they tried the other compliments. Dante Pettis, second round pick. You whiffed.
What about
Danny Gray? You whiffed.
Juwan Jennings?
Juwan Jennings is okay. He's solid.
Pretty good size.
It's coming.
Ronnie
along.
Bell, we'll
it's
see. He's along. A late round pick.
You know, Richie James Jr.
I just look at
he
this.
He became a player. Hell, he's a Super Bowl champion now. What? Go figure with the Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, I'm looking at like what Kansas City did, and I know everyone goes, well, they've got Andy Reid and they've got Patrick Mahomes. But from a business model, I respect what they've done. Legarius Sneed was dominant this year, specifically against the Niners. And they had a bunch of different guys that they wanted to retain, and they had a little bit of a stockpile in the secondary, and they said, you know what, we're going to trade him. We're not going to sign him. Now, we'll see if it ends up working out. They did the same thing with Tyreek Hill, and somehow, some way, they've made it work. Somehow, some way. Now you can say, Joe, they got the great equalizer in Patrick Mahomes. Well, maybe Kyle Shanahan's viewing Brock Purdy that way. And he's saying that, you know, because it's my side of the ball, I have more of an impact on trying to scheme guys open because I am going to be the architect of that offense.
Possibly.
Or maybe he's targeting someone that he thinks could be better than Ayuk down the road. No, I think that's I got to see that part of it. But I kind of get where they're going. I think that also the Debo Samuel money, like, you know, it's kind of locked them in. They're kind of stuck between no man's land here. I don't think Javon Hargrave's money was great money spent. And then you're paying Nick Bosa a boatload of money. Like a boatload of money, right? You can't pay everyone in the modern age.
So I want to know who's cool with trading Brandon Ayuk. Draft season. It's tomorrow. Starts tomorrow. We're in draft season right now. We got prospects. We got draft crushes. 888-957-9570. Where are we at with Ayuk? David Lombardi joined Willard and Dibs yesterday talking about the number to look for when it comes to Brandon Ayuk's guaranteed money.
As far as agents, the number that you need to look at is fully guaranteed money, not injury guaranteed money, fully guaranteed money. Tyreek Hill's got $52.7 million or $52.5 million of fully guaranteed money. And I think Ayuk has missed one game since his rookie year. I think that he has every right to ask for more than $50 million in fully guaranteed money. 49ers have every right to take exception to that because they might not be able to fit that into their realistic budget. And if he's going to stay with the 49ers happy for a long time, then they're going to have to find acceptable middle ground and agree to that.
All right, so that's David Lombardi here. David Hernandez on YouTube. How about make Ayuk finish out his contract? Why is no one saying that? Would Nick Bosa finish out his rookie contract?
That's just not how the NFL works.
It's not how it works.
It's a non-guaranteed sport, and these guys aren't going to step on a field where they could have, like at practice, you could do a Deshaun Watson and tear your ACL.
Right.
This is, you're not doing you're that. You're not acutely aware of the modern NFL.
Nick Bosa didn't even come to training camp last year, for crying out loud.
I mean, come on.
Nobody's doing that.
No
you get hurt or whatnot. So
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Nobody said anything about Nick Bosa doing it. Why is there a problem with Brandon Ayuk?
And Jimmy Garoppolo did the same thing.
Right.
He wouldn't get on the real practice field until they reworked the deal.
Exactly.
There's lots of examples of guys not getting on the field. This is not like an Ayuk thing. Ayuk's not being a diva. He's doing what is right by his business, and the Niners are doing right by themselves. And look, I'm still hoping that he stays on the team because then I don't have to draft his replacement immediately right away, and it opens up my draft board for other wide receivers that I think would be extremely versatile in the slot. They could use this. Like Ladd McCackle, this guy, the Ladd kid.
From Georgia.
The kid from Florida, Pearsall, would be Pearsall, a great. Yeah. No, I'm saying the kid from Georgia is one guy. The kid from Florida is another guy. These would be unbelievable additions to the offense with Brock Purdy. But I can't even look at them if I'm getting rid of Ayuk because I need a guy who can play X on the line, getting pressed, and play on the outside.
Exactly.
So now I'm limiting what I'm targeting in the draft.
That's why I'm not trying to move this guy. David Lombardi, is there a way for the Niners to trade Ayuk and become better?
Somebody would have to be desperate. You would have to get that inflection point, the deadline pressure to encourage a team to send something to the 49ers to where they could get an immediate impact player with that pick that would bolster their offensive line right away. I think that's because when I look at this team, I see like one real statistical weakness, and it was the pass protection, namely on the right side. So you would have to, I think, bolster the right tackle spot very specifically. But nothing would be guaranteed. I mean, even if they were able to somehow trade up into the top half of the first round, I mean, to me, it's remarkable that in 2020, they were able to get a top half of the first round pick for DeForest Buckner. They obviously didn't spend it right. I mean, Javon Kinlaw, that never lived up to what they needed from that pick, but the value that they got for DeForest Buckner in that trade was, to me, remarkable, especially in retrospect now that we see what these players are going for. So say that they got something similar for Brandon Ayuk, and then they nailed the pick, and that guy turned into what Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs was a good example from 2020. In that case, they could theoretically be better, right? Because their pass protection, the biggest weakness, will have been improved.
Yeah, I disagree with that take from David Lombardi wholeheartedly. Everything about it. First of all, DeForest Buckner was a bad trade. It turned out to be a bad trade. There's nothing to spend. Now, I know the team has had success, but that position group, you're still trying to fill it up.
But they had three, like,
perform last year, and Javon Kinlaw's already in New York City.
No, but the way they viewed it, I'm just real quick, and I'll let you finish. Right. Armstead, Jimmy Ward, and Kinlaw was how they view it. And I think they're kind of viewing this thing the same way, where we can get two or three or four players as opposed to the one.
Well, Jimmy Ward, we know how he showed his butt.
He was really good, though.
He was solid.
I mean,
he was solid, but that's one player. The other two did not perform at a high, high level.
I would agree.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you can have three players for the price of one, but those three players may not add up to that player.
But they ended up in the NFC Championship.
They did. I said that. Despite that bad trade.
Yeah.
Despite that bad trade. You know, Armstead, I heard everybody when he left. Everybody was like, bye. Who was he to ask for a restructure contract? I know how you guys talked about Kinlaw. Just because you got three players for the price of one doesn't mean that you're better. Those two players could be stiffs. Those two players may not be as productive. So I'm not with that. And so, if you do draft an offensive lineman, can you get better? But who's playing opposite of Deebo? That's the thing. And I get it. I get it with this draft. You got a lot of wide receivers and everything like that. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's going to be some bumps in the road. There's going to be some bumps in the road if you trade Brandon Ayuk and try to get this rookie or somebody up to speed.
Is it too simplistic to boil it down to you either trust them to be good at the draft or you don't?
You did lose Adam Peters. This is the first draft without Adam Peters.
Well, that's
going to be very intriguing.
Well, that's the team I think no one's talking about is the 2 second rounders that Washington has and the ability to be able to either execute those picks, move down, move up with those picks. Like, that's the team I think I'm targeting. If they take quarterback, let's say Jaden Daniels and Ayuk play together at Arizona State.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Jaden Daniels is going to need a top target. They got Terry McLaurin. Oh, they're probably going to move Doxson. So let's say you get 2 seconds or a second, a third, and Doxson. I don't think Doxson's anywhere near as good as Brandon Ayuk, but maybe they're viewing it as now I've got three swings at it as opposed to the one player. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they are. Let's go to TC in Sacramento. TC, what's happening?
Hey, what's up with my two bros, Bonte Bush? What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Before we get started.
What's up, TC?
Oh, man, just vibe. Hey, man, just vibe and check it out, man. Look, my king's going to be our man. We're going to strap our boots like the Warriors, man. We're going to get up and take another shot at it. It's going to be a nice summer. When we're talking Niners right now, I just want to get that out of the way. Check it out. Hey, since we trade Ayuk, right? Y'all know how I feel about Ayuk. Y'all really know how I feel about Shanahan and Lynch, really Shanahan. But look, check it out. I'm going to tell everybody, Niners fans and media, if we trade Ayuk for a top 15 pick, like you said, do we really trust Kyle and John to pick the right person? Bro, I don't. Do we really trust these dudes, bro? Say if we stumbled across two first-round picks. Do we trust these dudes, bro, to make the right pick? No. B.A. needs to be that dude. Brock needs that dude. Period, point blank. It's a lot of nice receivers. It's deep in this draft, bro. But we need to add, bring B.A. back and add to that. I don't trust Kyle and John, bro, to have two first-round picks, let alone our 31 pick, to make the right pick, dog. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
TC, I feel your pain. I just keep wrapping my head around it because it's not a matter of if they can pay Ayuk. It's whether or not they're willing to pay Ayuk the number that he wants. I'm kind of like, it's going through the forest, and everybody likes to do maze. As you're going through the forest, through the trees, trying to find your way home, I like to just get on the chopper. Just take me to the end game. Forget all the forest. I'm not going through all that. I'm not getting down and dirty no more. The bottom line, basically what I'm saying is, the bottom line is, to me, it sounds like at the end of the day, the Niners just don't want to pay Ayuk the number that he wants. And the number that he wants, from what it sounded like to me, is anywhere from 25 to 28 to 30 million. He wants the Debo money. He sees Debo getting 28 million. He's like, dude, I'm the guy out here. When they need a third down and it's third and eight and Brock Purdy has to drop back and make a play and throw it to a wide receiver, he's throwing it to me, not Debo. That's what Ayuk's probably thinking. That's what his family's probably thinking. It's like, dude, look at my production on the limited targets that I had. Boy, if I had targets like CeeDee Lamb, I would have numbers like CeeDee Lamb. I understand that for Brandon Ayuk. So at the bottom line, to me, it just sounds like the 49ers don't want to meet him at his number. And that to me is like, damn, we're not going to take care of our own. I've heard arguments all the time. We're Niner fans for many, many years. You got to take care of your own. You got to do it right, man. You got to do your players right, man. You groom them, you play them, you develop them. And now we're not going to, now the Niners don't want to do that. Apparently they're willing to take phone calls, engage interest on Brandon Ayuk, because they're a wide receiver out there that could step in from day one and produce like Brandon Ayuk. Is Rome Odunze ready for that?
I mean, I think Rome's pretty sweet.
Is Adonai Mitchell ready for that?
I think from day one, pretty sweet.
To produce but at a high level?
I don't think they need him to be a 1,400-yard guy. So, like, to me, like, I look at Debo's rookie year, and I'm like, that's really the template that I'm looking for. I mean, if you can give me 700, 800, 900 yards, you know, and I think Jennings could fill in, and I spread the ball around, and I'm just trying to I sound like I'm caping up for the trade.
No, stop worrying about that.
I'm just trying to compartmentalize what it's going to look like.
We're having a conversation. Don't worry about that. You're in your own head. What was the conversation walking out of the Super Bowl that we had?
Well, the quarterback just didn't have enough time and didn't make enough plays.
Not so much about that, but it was the vertical passing game.
Yeah.
We said the vertical passing game is behind. They need to somehow, some way, reinvigorate this vertical passing game, modernize the vertical passing game, the drop back passing game. And for our drop-back quarterback in Brock Purdy, we're going to trade his number one target. And that's going to limit that. Like, I hear you don't need the same production as Brandon. But where else are you going to get that production outside? In the NFL, we saw this in the Super Bowl. We saw it in the playoffs. We see it all the time. You got to make throws at the end of the day. You got to make big plays in the pass game. They use George Kittle in these big games to block a lot.
I know. I don't love that.
So that's one weapon that you're not throwing to. You got Debo Samuel, and we saw what the Super Bowl presented. We saw what the playoffs presented. They won a game without Debo, basically, in the playoffs. All right? And I love Debo Samuel, but he's not a pure wide receiver. We know it.
But
there's injury concerns with him all the time with the way that he plays. Mm-hmm. So I'm baking into the fact that Debo's going to miss three games. Like, that's just in my head. It's like, Debo's missing three, at least. So now you got Juwan Jennings. You got Chris Conley. And can Chris Conley do this at a high level consistently? 60 to 70 snaps a game every single week for 18 weeks plus the playoffs. I don't know.
Well, I think this has a big 2019 feel where when they drafted Debo, they also doubled down and drafted Jalen Hurd. And it didn't work out, but it did for Debo. It was awesome for Debo. Debo basically was a first rounder. He was such a high. I'm looking at that. They're probably going to have 31, right? They're going to have their own, which is the late 50s pick, a third rounder. If they can get a second,
well, the second is 63.
There you go, 63. What did I say, 50s? So if they can get a second rounder and a second third rounder, which I know they have a zillion third rounders, now you can move up and down and do a lot of different things. So to your point about one guy, see, I think I'm taking two wide receivers with my top five picks. And then I could still draft an offensive lineman. I'm still looking at, because I think linebacker and safety are still issues, or cornerback, wherever you want to, you know, DB, you know. So I think they're looking at this like, I want to come out of the first three rounds with like five guys, six guys, the guys we want. And so I could spread that money out and be half the salary of what I'd be paying this year for Brandon Ayuk and walk away with five or six guys from this draft.
Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, move the sticks. He's really tapped in. I like his work a lot. He's looking at possible teams for an Ayuk trade, and he keeps coming back to the same two.
What are they?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
17.
And the Indianapolis Colts.
Huh.
The Colts have the 15th overall pick.
Uh-huh.
They have the 46th overall pick, which is the 14th pick in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
They have the third. They have a third round pick, 82 overall, 18th pick in the third round. And then they have a fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh.
So if I said to you, forget 15, let's just take that off the board for right now. 46 and 82. You find out they get dealt. Brandon Ayuk gets dealt for that second and that third rounder, and then they package those to move around. But just that trade alone, because you know that they'll do something with those picks. They're not executing 17 picks. 46 and 82, are you taking that?
If I'm John Lynch, I wouldn't take it. That's just me, though.
What about 15?
That's just me.
Is 15?
Again, I'm in the camp of I don't want to trade Brandon Ayuk. So it's going to be hard to kind of convince me to trade picks. Now, I'll warm up to it. I'll look at the compensation. It depends on who they draft. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can make it up. But on the premise, if you ask me a choice right now, do I trade Brandon Ayuk? I'm saying no. I don't want to trade Brandon Ayuk. I can wait on trading a wide receiver. There's going to be a plethora of wide receivers. There's going to be the next Roma Dunze next season. Somebody in college football is going to pop, and there's going to be wide receivers galore. There's going to be tight ends galore. There's going to be offensive linemen galore. But I know what I have right now on my duo. And they play at a high level, and they're Super Bowl worthy. Now, can I add to that? I'm looking to add to that wide receiver room. Can I add Mitchell to the room? Can I add Worthy to the room? Now, Worthy, of course, I don't think like Xavier Worthy is a Shanahan type of guy. I don't think he is.
You know who Worthy reminds me of?
Who?
Marquise Goodwin.
Marquise
Ted
Goodwin.
Ted Ginn Jr. I don't want him.
Yeah.
I could see them swinging on him, and I don't like it.
I don't think he's a Shanahan guy. But you know what? They may have a plan. And they may have been thinking about this for a long, long time.
Like, if they came out of this draft, and I said to you, Bonte, they took one of the top seven wide receivers, then they got another receiver later, they came away with one of the let's say, the center that I really want, right? Let's say they come out of this
I do want a center bad.
I do, too.
Want the same
like,
center.
I'm looking at Jackson Powers Johnson, the kid from Oregon, and I'm saying, this is the best. He's 21 years old. Let's say they came out, and they said, Brandon Ayuk's gone, but you came away with the best center overall in the draft, who's super raw and young and awesome. They came away with two wide receivers. They came away with a tight end.
Well, it depends on the wide receivers, right? It depends on who the wide receivers are.
Well, let's say it's Adonai Mitchell.
Adonai Mitchell's a player. He's a player. He's a player. I think he could be really, really good in this league. Now, they got him projected as a 27th overall prospect, 6'4", 196. He's a special, special talent. I like Adonai Mitchell. I can warm up to that.
The number one receiver at two programs that are elite programs.
I can warm up to that.
Because to me, this feels like the huge reload opportunity in offseason for the 49ers. Reset their finances, get the cupboard full with draft capital, get a bunch of young players on cheap deals, and let's see what ends up happening. And then the other part of this is I actually think they have way more confidence in Brock Purdy than all of us. I think that they think that Brock Purdy, if they can get the right guys who fit, I think that they think they can get comparable production out of a lot of different guys in this draft. Not that they're going to be Brandon Ayuk. That's not what I'm saying. But that the offense will be just fine with CMC being the lead dog. They know they're going to ride him for the next year or two. Brandon Ayuk would be obviously get paid somewhere else, and that's going to take them a step back. But they're still a run first
team. We don't know that. Like, just because you pay a guy, it's going to be a trickle-down effect, but we don't know how it's going to affect the team. Brandon Ayuk may put somebody over the top and win a damn Super Bowl, for crying out loud. We just don't know. How many former Niners have we seen winning Super Bowls now these days, man? It's kind of driving me crazy.
I mean, how many times have you seen one of the top three wide receivers paid in the league win a Super Bowl? That doesn't happen much.
Well, it's just a lot of context to that, right? It's a lot of context to it, but he gives you a hell of a better position to make plays down the field and make your offense and take them over the top. You need playmakers on the outside in this league. You need playmakers. The days are just trying to run the ball.
Who's the outside playmaker for the Chiefs?
Well, they had Travis Kelce, right? And he's an outside playmaker. Inside, outside.
Well, yeah.
Inside, outside. Travis Kelce won best tight end in pro football history.
I mean, you've got George Kittle.
Right. They don't use George Kittle.
Well, maybe they with the Brandon Ayuk trade, they're forced to be more creative.
George Kittle had two targets.
No,
well, the Kansas City Super Bowl is Super Bowl 54. George Kittle, I mean, come on.
I mean, who did New England have for all those years when they were winning toward the end?
Oh, they had Big Gronk, and they had Edelman.
But that goes back to my point.
They had a lot of guys
out there.
You've
got George Kittle.
Randy Moss, they had the greatest team ever, possibly. And they were 18-1. You can't take that away from them. Randy Moss was dynamic. We had Jerry Rice here for a long, long time. Dwight Clark for a long, long time. You know, we had some dudes, Freddie Solomon, for a long, long time. They helped the Niners win Super Bowls. John Taylor helped you win Super Bowls. I don't know. Jonathan in San Francisco, what's going on? And they have
hold on
real quick, Jonathan. Like, we got to stop. Can we put the Chiefs aside for a second? Just for moving forward. They have Patrick Mahomes. We don't. So they can get away with a lot more things that we can't get away with.
Okay, but
you know what I'm saying? They have Patrick Mahomes.
There's been like four teams. I mean, not even. I mean, the Niners have been one of the most successful organizations during the Mahomes era. It's really like year after year, the Niners are at the end. They're in the final four year after year.
Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. Who was his wide receivers?
Oh, he had Mike Evans and Godwin. He had studs.
And Antonio Brown.
Well, yeah, I forgot about
him. Outside, top five wide receivers.
But Mike Evans, top five situation. Wide receiver. I mean, he went
top
there.
Top five wide receiver. He's top five wide receiver. Okay, come on.
But he went as a free agent.
Tyreek Hill was with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know they've won two Super Bowls without him. But they did. Tyreek Hill was a problem.
Yeah, but he wasn't getting paid $35 million a year, and they didn't have a second guy making $28 million a year on the outside. So
that's just for 1 year, though. That's just for one.
So, but I will push back. Like, yeah, they have Patrick Mahomes, but you have been very well run as well. It's not like you're the Arizona Cardinals, the Niners. Have been one of the high-level organizations across sports. A lot of teams would die to have the amount of success that they've had in the Shanahan era.
Gosh, really. Jonathan, what's happening?
Hey, man, I'm with you all the way, Bonte. They do this, that means they don't learn from their mistakes. This is going to set them back the same way the DeForest Buckner set them back, trading them a proven commodity, a stud in the middle of that defense for an unknown Kinlaw. I mean, why would you trade your number one wide receiver and he's the only good route-running wide receiver in your roster? It doesn't make sense. It reeks arrogance. If they do this, Vontae, that means they're repeat offenders. That's why they keep on losing Super Bowl the same fashion.
I hear you. I hear you. Let's go to David Frisno. David Frisno, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Yeah, just a little nugget though out there, you know. It's all this Ayuk trade talk. Say you trade him. You look at the history of Shanahan and his rookies. You know, Aaron Banks didn't play a whole season. Ayuk was in the doghouse as a rookie. So who's to say you trade him and draft one of the receivers that Shanahan is not going to have the patience to let the rookie play out his mistakes, or that receiver chooses not to block a game? And you know, it's a gamble to go with a rookie, because under Shanahan, rookies don't necessarily play right away or even have that much of an impact.
Well,
so,
what if I said to you, Burford started as a rookie? What if I said to you that they had a rookie safety starting in the Super Bowl? That wasn't by design, but that's what they did this year. What if I told you that Deebo Samuel was a starter the majority of his rookie year? Like, there have been certain guys. Yes, he's very hard on rookies, but they have had a couple of guys. Fred Warner, green dot helmet, starting linebacker, every snap, rookie year on.
Is it easier to transition a linebacker as a rookie, or is it easier to transition as a wide receiver as a rookie?
For this system?
Go ahead, Dave. Finish up.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a risk. You know, I understand both sides of the argument, why you would trade, why you wouldn't trade them. Kind of to the, I think, the caller before's point, it's just, you know, after the Trey Lance draft, we're kind of on pins and needles with these first-round picks now, so you know, hopefully they learn from their mistakes. Technically, I mean, I hope we can get a right tackle so they don't have to use our $15 million tight end to stay there and help that right tackle to block, and we can get him out there and run some routes. So I would say either first and second round lineman, DB lineman, that kind of combo. Receivers should be last on the list or at the bottom. But it is a risk to insert a rookie with those kind of expectations. Hey, you're replacing Ayuk. We were expecting production right now, that's a lot of pressure for a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl.
No doubt, Dave. 888-957-9570 is a number. Your rookie wide receiver better be able to block, too. You come to this system, you better be able to block and put your hat on the hat and knock some dudes out in the secondary. You got to be ready to do that. You come in as a rookie, you're not just going to be playing 7-on-7. You better get down and dirty, baby. Cut block, run block, do what you got to do. But you better be able to do that if you come into the Shanahan system as a rookie wide receiver. 888-957-9570. It is line season, but it is draft season. The big topic right now is Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk. Andrew Filippone, before we get to an injury report, on what he could get if he did get traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think that average annual number is going to be somewhere between $28 and $30 million.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Wow.
That's what I've heard.
Wow.
Because the salary cap's going way up. And look, I mean, after you could make the argument, because Justin Jefferson was dinged up last year, you could make the argument that after Tyreek Hill, there isn't a more productive wide receiver in the NFL right now than Brandon Ayuk, and he's in his mid-20s, and I think he's going to be paid accordingly.
That's from Andrew Filippone, 93.7, a fan of Pittsburgh. We get outside the bubble, and we go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He just said that outside of Justin Jefferson, who got hurt, and outside of Tyreek Hill, that he could make the argument that Brandon Ayuk was the most productive wide receiver in pro football. I can't. I'm against the trade. Now, I'm not going to say this, Shasky. If they do make a trade, I'm going to be open-minded about it and see what they're doing, and I get it. But right now, I'm against the trade. On team, keep Brandon Ayuk all the way. Give the man his money, and let's roll. And let's get back to the damn Super Bowl and finally win it. All right? But if they make a trade, I'll be open-minded to it. And I get it, and I understand it. Trust me, I understand all the financials and the cap and everything, Shasky. I know you think I don't, but I do. But I'm against trading Brandon Ayuk. I am.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Jimmy Butler out for the Heat. Sprained MCL. Not expected to suit up at all for the series, and I think the Heat are in trouble against Boston. I think they could get swept, losing five. I think this would be a quick series for the Boston Celtics. As for the Pelicans, they're still without Zion Williamson, and he's not going to be available for at least another week and a half as he recovers from a left hamstring strain. Actually, he's going to be reevaluated, so there's no guarantee he can play if the Pelicans do get past the Thunder. Game two of that series tonight.
Come on,
OKC Pelican. Thunder up 1-0 in that series. Pelicans had a chance still. Let's see how the Pelly Pels respond from that tough loss in game one as they had opportunity after opportunity late in the fourth quarter. The injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Are the Niners trading Brandon Ayuk? Are you really going to do that? Let's continue to break it down. Mike Silver's article, the sound that we all have about Brandon Ayuk as we get ready for the draft. Plus, we'll transition to some draft crushes that we have for tomorrow and the entire 2024 NFL draft that's being held in Detroit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.